Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks again for joining me for today's weekday podcast. Today, I would love for us to chat a little bit about soul sickness. And what does it look like when we have soul sickness? Well, in the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 46, here's what's going on. In verse 25, it starts off and says, "The Lord has opened his armory and brought out weapons to vent his fury. The terror that falls upon the Babylonians will be the work of the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies. Yes, come against her from distant lands, break open her granaries, crush her walls and house into heaps of rubble, destroy her completely and leave nothing. Destroy even her young bulls. It will be terrible for them too. Slaughter them all, for Babylon's day of reckoning has come." It sounds awful, doesn't it? "Listen to the people," it goes on in verse 28, "who have escaped from Babylon as they tell in Jerusalem how the Lord our God has taken vengeance against those who destroyed his temple. Send out a call for archers to come to Babylon. Surround the city so none can escape. Do to her as she has done to others, for she has defied the Lord, the Holy One of Israel." That's one of those Old Testament passages just hard to wrap our modern minds around. But let me give it a shot today. You know, when my kids were young, and even today when I travel to different parts of the world, vaccinations are given as a preventative nature for several deadly diseases. Things like polio, smallpox, whooping cough, mumps, diphtheria. I could go on and on, I guess. But they're also given as common antibiotics. And they have all but eliminated much of the threat from bacterial diseases in the westernized world. Things like bubonic plague and strep throat. I mean, death has fewer weapons in its arsenal these days, it appears. So scientists are going after all the rest of them, including some of the biggest ones like cancer and AIDS. And the cures for those things, they seem much more difficult to discover, but hope does run high as scientists and medicinal experts seem to succeed a little bit here or there. Surely they'll do it again. After all, medical science can do most anything now, right? But not all diseases focus their attack on the body. Some target the soul. Like pride, you can't take a pill to fix that. It's one of those diseases, and the final section of Jeremiah's prophecies concerns Babylon, a country infected with the disease of pride. As a matter of fact, it was so bad that their pride became terminal. Will we ever grow to understand how much damage pride can do in our lives and our families and our careers? Or will we always be just like the people of Israel and believe, well, that's a natural right that I have? Well, I want to encourage you that to recognize that pride or arrogance is what caused this to happen in Babylon. It was that characteristic sin of pride and arrogance. You know, at its very best, pride is an oversight, a failure to recognize our need and total dependence on God, our Creator, for everything, for our life, for our health, for every skill. And at worst, pride is spitting in the face of the one who created us. Friend, we depend on God for our very life. Only a humble acknowledgement of that and understanding of that in our heart, mind, and soul makes any sense at all in this life. And that's why God resists the proud, according to James 4:6. Because you see, sin, that is what causes us to naturally want to hold on to our pride. But there are steps we can take to overcome it through God's power and God's grace. So today I invite you, Lord, would you step into my life? I just invite you to join me in that. Lord, would you step into my life and would you make me aware of every pride-filled and make me aware of everything in my life that I have had an oversight or an intentional effort to place me above you? And God, would you give me the courage to see how you can bring change into my life. And Lord, would you do that today in the name of Jesus? Friend, when you pray that and mean it, the Lord will go to work within you, and you will find the peace and the joy of not trying to chase after something that you were never intended to be. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Please share these through your social media networks or even a friend that you know, email them and share that. That's one of the reasons we're thrilled that thousands of folks join us day by day for the weekday podcast. God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.